What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the Bastard Podcast of the Internet. This is the Frocast, episode 162. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Free Cersei.
Free, my B.
I really don't. That's actually should be your a.k.a. because I'm not down with that. Fro Nation versus everybody, goddammit. That's my a.k.a. Yeah. Sitting there with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. Young Kingsford. In the building. Hey, free my bae, free Cersei. T-shirts in the store. Get them while they're hot. Before HBO sent us a cease and desist.
And we know it's coming. We know it's coming. I mean, we put up a shirt and that shit got cease and desist within 24 hours.
Yes. Not so. Even. Look. Motherfucker ordered three shirts. I feel bad for motherfucker that ordered three shirts. He ain't gonna get them shits down.
No, he gets them.
No, he don't.
You sure? I think the email said that you got them, then that's what happens. But no more.
Email, the email said.
So I think you looking at the email. I'm not looking at it, but I think it said that you may have gotten those orders off, but no more be ordered.
Oh, okay. It said all right. They say more info. Okay, the reject reasons is like if you place an order with this design before the design review was complete, it is possible your order will be shipped to you. If, however, our production team recognizes this design is rejected, this portion of your order will be refunded to you.
So whoever ordered, in case y'all don't know what we're talking about, I know we came in kind of raggedy in this motherfucker. We put up a shirt, Fro Nation versus everybody, with the design that's been very hot of blank versus everybody. I've seen them for everything, but it started with Detroit versus everybody. The person that made the Detroit versus everybody design apparently has a trademark on that design itself. I don't know how everybody else is getting theirs off, but everybody's getting theirs off. So we put up a Fro Nation version in our store, which we do not own, which is sponsored by Spreadshirt.
We don't.
Fuck that shit. We give them the whole thing because some of these niggas right now want to make a shirt with the same store, and they're like, ah. So we put up the design, and Spreadshirt said that we're not free to use that design because of possible trademark situations. So if you are the person that ordered three Fro Nation versus everybody shirts, and you get your shirts, please post up a picture.
Yes, because that's the only three ever made, nigga.
It's
that
the
is
only
super,
three, bro.
Super limited edition.
It's the most exclusive shit ever. Now, if you go put that on eBay and try to make some more money, it's probably not gonna go your way. But you know, props to you for getting the three. You got the three before we got our three. So nobody in the staff has these shirts. I'm just saying. So you came up. It's a lot of social media shit going on today, bro. On our timeline, on our list, we're talking about one of the major things, and we had a brief conversation before we started recording. I was mentioning the whole minimum wage gap situation. One of my boys posted this up, and we're having a conversation, and it became apparent on what side of the fence I was on as opposed to the people who were debating it. You were mentioning some stuff before we started recording. What were you saying?
But some like people that always talk about minimum wage jobs, and if you work minimum wage, you ain't try hard enough in life. But at the end of the day, somebody has to work these jobs. Like, you can't. So I have heard people say minimum wage jobs for high school kids. Okay, if the high school kids in high school, then what? Somebody has to work at McDonald's at 9 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then, you know, somebody has to do the morning shift at McDonald's. Somebody has to do the lunch shift at McDonald's because the young kids are gone. And so minimum wage, like, let's be honest, $8 a fucking hour? Can't nobody live off that. It's not even $8. What's minimum? $7.25. Okay, you work 40 hours a week. Let's say you work 80 hours a week. 80 hours in 2 weeks, you get $7.25 an hour. That's $500 $500 some odd change before taxes. You know what I'm saying? Taxes, tax man, get you coming home maybe $490. You know what I'm saying?
This shit is bad, man.
Now $490 times that twice, that's like almost $1,000. That's not even $1,000 a month that you bring it home, and your fucking rent is $600. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you gonna do? Like, so people, we have to go up on the wages because you know, time, it's just time for it. You know, people need to make, like, you can't live, like, you know, everybody living below the poverty line. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of minimum wage jobs out there. And then companies, they get over by paying minimum wage. Like, my part-time job, they pay me like fucking, you know, I'm not even made, afraid. I started out minimum wage. No, look, I started at $8. Eight fucking dollars. Now, imagine how much work they get out of me for those $8. Come on, man.
Shit. So, and that's part of the discussion. So, what I said in the post, the thing that sparked the post is he put up an image and it says minimum wages around the world. It shows Denmark at $21 an hour. Australia at $15.81 an hour. Germany at $11 an hour. France at $12.35 an hour. And United States at $7.25 an hour. Now, I don't know if that's a conversion number or what we're talking about when we get those numbers. However, ours is lower than everybody else's, whatever they're using. The scale is comparative. You know what I mean? So if we're talking U.S. dollars and this is their conversion, I'm assuming that they at least did that. This is all U.S. dollar conversion. If that's the case, and our numbers are at the lowest, what are we looking at? $5 cheaper than everybody else? $4 lower than everybody else?
$4 lower than the you know,
$4 lower than Germany, which
we kicked their ass. We kicked their ass before, so we, how they making more than that? We kicked their ass.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yes.
But while our minimum wage is lower, our crime rates, our unemployment, our college, high school dropout, like all of these rates are higher. There's a direct relation between that shit. It's not by chance. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So not only that, our debt is higher than most everybody else. But anyway, all this shit being said, the next thing that people are really arguing when they talk about this shit is judgment. In other words, your job flipping burgers ain't that hard, so you should get paid. Meanwhile, I work at a call center. I should get more money. We got to stop that bullshit, man. At the end of the day, is the person flipping the burger, is their job more or less important than the engineer? I guess it depends on how you look at it, because that engineer probably had a fucking breakfast burrito or some shit on his way to work before he took the job.
Yep.
So somebody, like you said, somebody got to flip that motherfucking burger.
Yeah.
And somebody at the top is ripping the burger.
Somebody got to keep, like, it's the minimum wage jobs are there for people to do. You complain about employment, but come on, man, stop it. Everything, man, no, man.
And I don't know why we have this direct link or direct correlation between welfare and ambition. When there's more motherfuckers out here with college degrees getting on welfare every day.
You know how many college kids are on welfare right now?
Exactly.
They just give it away to college kids. They just give you $200 a month you in college for food stamps. So, you know, like, come on, man.
This shit is out of hand, man. And then we did our interview. We did our show with Tangerine. And she was telling us that between jobs, some of the actors get on welfare. They get food stamps and shit between acting jobs. And that's legal. Like, y'all got to stop this shit, man. Anyway, man, the conversation went all bad.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm in there with my black glove fist raised. And
I stay in the fucking online battles. Like, yo, it's made to come to me, man. Online arguing, saw wrestling. He finds a way, like, I don't know. Like, you rub everybody wrong.
Yeah, I must be a bad one.
All right, get in there, and somebody say something. So I'm like, hold on, wait. So you mean to tell me?
Right, like this dude is arguing, I tell you, the way to fix it is to test welfare recipients for drugs. So I knew by then who he was, but then when he posted that up, and I posted a link to the article that says that all of that testing shit is a fail. He's like, well, welfare costs $168 per person, and if those 48 people out of the 38,000 that were tested failed, that's 3-point-something million a year. I think your math is horrible. Like, and here's a link to why your math is horrible. No, what I'm saying is, I'm like, oh, here we go. Like, some people don't believe Fat Meaty's greasy when they got grease on their plate. Motherfucker's transparent. It is what it is, man. Stop making up this bullshit. But that's also linked to the actual topic that we have for this week's show, which we're going to get more into later. But talking about that Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner shit, it's a lot of people on their high horse on that shit, too. I know you done seen it in your timeline. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about some light shit first. Let's talk about some other shit first. We are a hip-hop site, so I guess we need to talk about hip-hop at some point, right? The 2015 freshman list came out. XXL's list. Jerm, do you know these people? I'll read the names.
I know at least 60% of the list. At least I've heard their names or heard the song at least 60%. So, you know, I can give a little bit of, you know, opinion on that.
As Team Old Nigga, I officially have not heard of about 80-90% of this list.
Come on, man. It's all right. You've heard it. And then that's the sad part. You heard at least 50%.
I don't know if I've heard 50%. So
even your boy's on the list. Your boy.
My boy.
Yes.
Then I already know that if you're saying my boy is some bullshit.
Shy Glizzy, man. Shy Glizzy. Yo, boy. Shy Glizzy's on the list.
How the fuck is that my boy?
But you remember, he used to send us emails all the time. He was like, yo, who the fuck is this Shy Glizzy dude? I was like, I don't know. It's all right. He's pretty popular, man. He was like, well, he needs to get a fucking writer. Because he made the fucking freshman list, man. Shout out to Shy Glizzy, man.
I guess. So there's one.
You know who Fetty Wap is?
That song is horrible.
Okay. I mean, look, we're not here
to... So that's one person. So I know, one person.
OG, you know who OG Mako is? Mako, Mako, how do you say his name?
No, I don't.
That's bitch you guessing. That's him.
I still don't know.
Woo! You ain't heard that song. You was right. You done heard that song.
I still ain't heard
that song. Do, 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 do. You heard bitch you guessing.
I heard that.
Hey, Camp, you ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. You know, I know
okay,
you heard.
I know who that is.
You know what I'm saying? And Rory, he was on the site. You know about Rory. That's the Indigo Child that we put up there.
That's three people. I still don't know who the fuck Shy Glizzy is.
You know who Tink is?
I heard of Tink. I don't know anything that Tink has done.
Okay. You know who Dej Loaf is?
No. I know the name because I think that
Dej Loaf is a song with nigga wanna try me. You give me the whole motherfucking family. That her. That's her.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Detroit versus everybody. You know, come on, man.
I don't know that one either, man. I told you I'm official team.
Now, these names I don't know. I don't know who Gold Link is. I don't know who Vince Staple is. And Kid, I just think they threw him on there. Like, Kid, like, is that a real name?
I don't know these motherfuckers. And I guess,
Mike, all right.
What does it take to get on this list nowadays?
I guess internet buzz because, like I said, Fetty Wap, I don't see him, like, he's the Trinidad James pick on here because I don't see him lasting because the way you rap, like, I just don't.
I don't know why that song is a hit.
He got two hot songs right now. He got that My Way song. That's pretty hot. That's going off right now. Shorty, won't you come my way?
But, like, why is it that the music that people like now sounds like parodies?
Everybody's on drugs. They don't care about what they're saying. They just like how they feel in the club. You make this, you know, like, come on, man.
I we're doing a great disservice to this list. I'm sorry, Be Easy. I can't help Be Easy on this.
Look, hey, if Be Easy wanted to talk about a freshman list and let us know who Vince Staples is, he would have had his motherfucking ass here. But wow. He's not here, so this is what you motherfucking get.
Wow.
So hey. We're going to talk about the ones we know. And we just went through the list. Sorry, right, knows none of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I know it all except for 1, 2, 3. So I knew 70% of the list.
I know of Tink. I've heard Fetty Wap. The rest of this list is bullshit. I don't know these motherfuckers. So I can't speak to how valid the list is. I guess what I do need to ask you, I mean, you know, since you're with the people, you're of the people, how important is this fucking list to anything? And why do we do it?
I guess it's all a popularity contest because maybe it's like, hey, record companies pay good money to say, hey, put this guy on a freshman list so he can sell some albums next year. Because, you know, Dej Loaf, I mean, yeah, you had that one little, you know, that little song, the beat was better than what you was actually saying. And, you know, Tink, you know, Timbaland is really riding for her hard, saying she the next, you know, she's the next one up. And, you know, OG Mako, like I said, that song that most people know from him, that's not really his style. He said that's a throwaway song. He really didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? He just made that song just bullshitting, but everybody liked that song, and he really hates the song. Who else on there? K-Camp, Atlanta nigga, you know, all them Atlanta niggas sound the same, make club music. Glizzy, you know, I mean, hey, a Shy Glizzy, you know what I'm saying?
I really don't remember Shy Glizzy.
You shitted on him, Saul, right? Because you were just like, yo. Oh,
man, we just talking about. Why the fuck I got to be the one to shit on?
Because you don't remember. It was a funny. I don't think you remember it. Because you was like, yo, who is this motherfucker that keeps sending us emails? Shy Glizzy. I was like, yo, Saul, right? I said, he probably got a Wikipedia page. And he was like, well, he need to get a fucking writer.
God damn. Did I say that?
Yes, all right.
So now I got beef with Shy Glizzy because no, you don't said have it. Beef, but it's going to happen once the show come out.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now his people going to come after me, and it's your fault. It's your fault, Jern. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Jern.
I'm gonna take a number saw, right?
Hey, good luck to everybody on the list. I don't know who y'all are. Why is it if Timberland is so hard to pay for Tink, why isn't Tink a bigger deal?
I mean, she had that one little song when she was trading verses with Jay-Z on that Moving Bass remix. It was with Jay-Z, the Rick Ross song. And then she got another song out now called the 10 something commandments, the 10 10 ratchet bitch commandments. Ratchet. And the 10 ratchet commandments. That's the name of the song she got now. No way with us. It's all right though, man, but it's one of them little catchy songs.
I think everybody just needs to take a note from your boy Diddy about how to break an artist. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that no more, sorry.
Why can't you? He slowly brought Big along. You know, Big was like on everybody's sorry. Shit.
Can't do that anymore.
Why? Like,
it's because you don't have that much time.
You ain't got nothing but time. What you mean?
Nah, man. You gotta come out there. You got to build the buzz. You got to put it out there quick.
That's why these niggas disappeared. It's because they get one song, and then the album come out, and they vanish. That's what happened to Trinidad James.
Those are Trinidad James eating now, though.
Is he eating ramen noodles?
No, he eating. Look, hey, turn the noodles into pasta. He turned his tuna into lobster. That song with fucking Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on, man. He write on that. He got writing credit on this song, man.
But then why is he speaking out against the Flash artists? The microwave niggas.
Look, he did that before he got that check. Now he said he good for the rest of his life.
So he was mad because he was broke, and then he got another hit. Now he's like, he cool.
He said Bruno Mars called him up and was like, yo, can we sample one of your songs? He was like, sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, he didn't question. He didn't know what he was going to use. And then the song came out, and it was a big hit, and Trinidad James, good.
So now he ain't going to speak out no more. His activism is over.
He done. He don't care. He said he back in the studio. He's signing artists now.
That's fucking hilarious, nigga. Yeah. Money will change you, man. God damn.
He about to go get his gold out the pawn shop. He about to good.
God damn.
He got his teeth fixed. Yo, Trinidad James doing it now, man.
I guess speaking of people getting their teeth fixed, I feel like this is going to happen. I feel like Tom Hanks' son... Is his name Chef?
Chef or Shed or
Chet, some shit like that. Chet Hanks is he's a white boy, in case you didn't know who Tom Hanks is. His son Chet Hanks is a white dude. And he says that he loves hip hop.
Yes.
And he can say the word nigga and tote guns and all that shit because it's not about race. Mm-hmm. Hip hop is bigger than race. And can't nobody tell me that I can't say nigga.
Nah, can't nobody tell him that. They can show him that he can't say nigga.
And that's what the fuck we've been saying since we started talking about this shit.
Yeah, like, listen, you can say nigga all you want to, but don't be surprised when you say it around the wrong company and you get checked. So listen, yes, out there, you live out in, I'm pretty sure Tom Hanks don't live, you know, in nobody's neighborhood, you know, so you and your little friends that you hang around, and that, you know, it's cool, even the black guys that you hang around, to let you say nigga. That's fine, but don't be surprised when you're in a company of other niggas that don't play that shit and they hear it and it's a problem. So yes, Chet Hanks, you can say nigga all you want, but it's certain niggas that don't like, you know, your black friends you got now might be cool with it. It's gonna be some black people that's not cool with it, and they're gonna let you know that. So,
I think that's like the end of the discussion. There's really nothing for me to add to that shit. That's pretty much it. Say the shit. You're absolutely right, white people. Yes. We have no right to tell you. Somebody
okay with it. Like the people that you know, like, hey, you might have a friend on the payroll and he like being around you because, hey, you know, he got a rich ass friend and he don't mind you saying, like, that's the little, you know, little, he got a giveaway. You know, listen, you say nigga for him to ride around the Bentley and, you know, smoke good weed and all that shit. Hey, that's him.
Word to Booker T. That's how it's going to be. Happened to Booker T. That motherfucker let Vince say nigga on TV. On the goddamn Raw episode.
Hulk Hogan said he used to say nigga all the time, too.
Of course.
Hulk Hogan said, hey, he said they used to say it to him so much that he just started saying it back. And he said nobody said that to him. He fucking Hulk Hogan, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is, man. You have every right to say that word. But when your ass get checked, don't be surprised. Just like that chick in that video we talked about last episode. She said nigga to the dude, and she got the shit slapped out of her.
Yeah, slapped the fuck out. That's why I slapped the fuck out your ass.
Hey, but she get locked up, man.
She got locked up for that, man.
And the article I saw said Florida.
No, look, but then it, the headline says Florida, but then you read it, like, she was arrested, South Carolina woman. So I'm just like, why are they trying to throw that on Florida? I don't like that shit.
So which part of it was Florida?
None of it was Florida.
Then why did they just put Florida in it?
That's my whole point, because it was like Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is in South Carolina.
God damn.
And I was thinking, like, how she got fired from her job that day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, she had just got fired from her job. And so, why would, you know, like, come on, man. She was from South Carolina, man.
I knew you were going to let that shit ride.
Ooh.
So, do you identify with being a Floridian more than a Georgian? Have you made that transition in life now?
I done made a transition.
Damn. So, that means you got to give up your Falcons affiliation.
I mean, put it this way. I'm at the halfway point. Well, no, I still got a couple more years before I be at the halfway point. But yeah, man, it's just not. I still got a Georgia license, so you know.
That's illegal as fuck, nigga.
It's not illegal.
Your shit's supposed to change 30 days after you move.
Yeah, that's what they say. But look, I live so close to the Georgia line. How you know I don't still live in Georgia?
You know, you just said it.
I just work in Tallahassee. You know what I'm saying? I drive back home every night to Thomasville. You know what I'm saying? Like.
See, now we're going to see an article about your ass. A Florida man gets arrested, and you're a Georgian.
They're going to charge me a penalty, I'm sure. They're like, how long you been here? I'm like, man, I just moved here, man. So you a goddamn liar.
As long as your name ain't on no bills, you didn't move. Like, you got to establish residency.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn cable bill. Fuck.
Yeah, buddy. You might want to go. I mean, they don't check. But you might want to go ahead and get their license changed over.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, bitch, you coach city football, bitch. Like, we see this thing.
Right, like, you are part of the community, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? Like, stop it.
Yeah, go get that shit done after the show.
I don't care, man. I'm going to be like, look, man, no, I'm not. It's all right. Fuck that. I bought a 10-year license, bitch.
Oh.
I still got 3 years on that motherfucker.
Hey, man, just go turn it in and get you another one.
I want to keep my Georgia license, man. I took my Georgia license picture in a Florida Gator shirt, man. And then the lady purposely, she tried not to get denied. You gonna get this Gator in here? So everybody used to see my Georgia license with my Florida Gator shirt, and they used to hate this shit. Like, ugh.
So that's really what this is about. This is just about defying Georgia for your Florida affiliation. That's all this is about.
I want to keep my license too. I don't want to turn it in.
You gotta turn it in, man.
If I say I lost it, I ain't turning shit in.
Then you have to take the whole shit over.
What?
Like, if you turn in your license, you don't have to take the written test. You take the eye test and get the fuck out.
God damn it,
son. If you don't turn in your license, you got to take the whole joint. Yeah. Good luck, man. That's all I'm saying, man. Just go after the show. Just go after the show, man.
Fuck the license. I'm going sovereign, man. I'm going to be a sovereign.
You're going to be a sovereign nation? The nation of germ?
I'm going sovereign, man. Hey, have you seen? Look, them motherfuckers be tripping, man. Them little sovereign people, they be like, course. Yo, what are they called? What are they, Moors or some shit? I don't know what they are.
Yeah, depending on who the fuck they are. Yeah, Moors or some other shit. They go by now. They re-identify.
Yeah, look, they get tickets and shit, get tickets thrown out in the courtroom. Told this man I was in there cutting up one day. I was in the courtroom, man. He was like, he asked the judge something. Are you judging me off to some laws or some other laws? And I was just like, what is this motherfucker here saying? Hey, I was like looking at him like, yo, he had a stack of papers. He was like, I'm something. Next thing you know, they threw this man's shit out. I was like, yo. Then he went outside. He was parked in like a little spot with a handicap zone or something, no parking zone. Yeah. They had put some tickets on his car. He came right back in there. It's like, hey, this man gave me some tickets. I'm not paying this. And yo, they ain't pay shit. I said, God damn, man. I need to get down with them niggas, man.
Every day you fighting. Like, yeah. Do you want that life?
Nah, you're right.
Like, God damn, props to them for doing it, but
what do you do? Because then, like, they charge people all kind of crazy money for talking to them. Yeah. They're like, oh, my rent is $5,000 an hour. I was like, what? This nigga is, what?
Hey, he got a nation to support. You know?
Yes.
So, I got to make that money by any means necessary. If it's going to take a $5,000 conversation, that's what is going to happen.
Damn.
I ain't with them problems, though, man. I guess that's kind of the whole thing about all of this shit is your willingness to fight versus being compliant and complacent.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that leads to the main topic. Back to the main topic. The Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner situation on the cover of Vanity Fair. I guess it's not the main topic. Just one of the topics. How do you feel about this shit? Because I know that your timeline, just as well as my timeline, both on Twitter and on Facebook, has been lit up by people on both sides of this issue.
To quote the great thespian Plies, ain't no Bruce B. That's Caitlyn B. Got titties and everything, B.
Plies ignorant as fuck, yo.
I said, ain't no Bruce B. Like, but yeah, man. Me personally, man, it reads publicity stunt, and I just don't get it. Like, I really don't. Like, why is it such a big... People like, oh, he's so courageous for doing this. And like my dog said on Facebook, some of us got family members that have been dressing up like cross-dress for years, and we ain't been clapping for them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, I just don't get it. I think it's very faddish to say, hey, good job, Caitlyn, and call him her and call all that she shit. And she still has a dick. And so,
no, she don't.
Yes, she does.
She had gender reassignment surgery. That's what the cover is about.
She had that facial. She did the facial thing. She still had her penis.
They said, now, where is this goddamn article?
She got facial, like she got her cheekbones softened and all that, and a new chin. She still got her penis, dog.
I could have sworn that the fucking article said that this was just after her surgery. Like, this is
certain facial surgery, yeah. She got facial surgery, bro. I'm seeing that. Yeah, Caitlyn got a dick.
Yeah. I wish that we still named the goddamn shows after a topic. This show would be Frocast episode 162. Caitlyn got a dick. Because
real talk, my nigga.
So everybody's talking about this shit. If it's courage, and I guess I kind of feel like. Like I said before, I don't really know much about this shit. I don't understand it. And for that very reason, I'm not overly concerned with it. Like, I haven't posted about this shit. So, I guess that's the end of it. So, like, I understand the whole idea of being who you are and fighting against injustice. And I get that. But I'm just not overly concerned with the issues of gender issues because I don't understand them, if that makes sense, and if that's ignorant, it is what it is. I don't know how else to phrase it. Like, I'm not faced with this shit on a regular basis. I don't have friends that deal with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. The guys that I know that are gay are guys that are gay. The females that I know that are gay are females that are gay. I don't have any friends that I know that are guys that are gay that want to be females.
Yeah, they're just gay. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand what they have to deal with. I guess the ultimately is, if you can be who you want to be and it's not hurting anybody, then rock with it. So people that are upset about her doing this shit, why? I don't get why you're mad about it. It sounds extra. I also don't understand why people are making this comparison between Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner and Michael Jackson.
Because what they're saying is that he was called Wacko Jacko for fucking with his face, but with Bruce, he's a fucking hero. He should talk to young kids and this and that. But Michael Jackson, he's crazy motherfucker, this weirdo, the king of weird, the king of, you know, they used to, come on, man. So Michael Jackson was just getting facial surgery. I mean, you know, yes, Michael Jackson like playing with animals and shit, but I mean, goddamn. But
that's the point, though.
What?
Like, and you know, I'm a Michael Jackson fan, but Michael Jackson was called wacko by a lot of people for the entirety of who Michael Jackson is.
But no, he went wacko until he started goddamn getting his face. When he started doing all the plastic surgery shit, Michael Jackson, they were just like, yo, he's crazy. He wants to buy the Elephant Man bones and shit. You know, they used to say all kind of crazy shit.
Because he wanted to buy the Elephant Man bones.
But look, though, Michael Jackson was rich as fuck. Did you see that time he was walking through the store? He's like, I'll take this. I mean, he was just walking around the store. He didn't give a shit. I'll take this. He liked to buy shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're rich. You can do that stuff. But like I said, I see the comparisons. Why? Because, you know, this man, this, let's not... you know, like I said, maybe we are at a place in society where a dude gets titties and cuts his dick off, and you know, like that shit is crazy. But I mean, hey, it's you know, I don't know. It's just weird to me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not weird that he want to do, because that's his business. I don't care what he do, but it's just weird that it's such a big deal. Like, you know, like, you know, that's all I'm saying. The whole big deal about it is what's weird to me.
I'm getting tired of people pulling out. You know, God, people like to use the God clause when it comes to anything. God don't make mistakes. God don't make mistakes. Really? Really? That's your response. Official answer.
It's all right. I mean, let's be real here. Like, he's still a man. You know what I'm saying? You can feel like, so like I said, my next job application I'm white on that motherfucker, it's all right.
Okay. I said, okay.
And then when they asked me, like, hey, I've always thought I was white. I'm going to tell them that. Since the day I was born, and now that Bruce Jenner came out as Caitlyn, that has led me, that has made me feel better. And I'm telling you, I'm using that motherfucking story. And if I don't get that job, I'm suing the fuck out their ass. Fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't right. Yeah, like, yo, that ain't right.
So you agree with the people saying that God doesn't make mistakes?
I mean, I feel like not saying, you know, without saying the God part in it, but just saying, like, you know, you was born a fucking dude. Like, you, unless he was born with a dick and a penis and you had a choice and you just chose the wrong one. But if you was born a girl, you're supposed to be a girl. Simple as that. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with you liking other girls. That's fine. But you still supposed to be a girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, it's all right. You just can't, like, yo, my whole life I just felt like, you know, come on, man. Like, you were born a dude for a reason. Like, chromosomes, like, science. Like, you know what I'm saying? You weren't born a fucking dolphin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't one day be like, yo, I always felt like a dolphin. Like, bitch, no.
But
like,
if you can afford to change yourself to a dolphin.
I mean, hey, do it. But look, but how long can you live underwater, motherfuckers? I'm going to ask yourself. I'm like, you know dolphins live underwater, right? Dolphins don't have no house and no shit like that. You got to think about their life. Like,
you got to you ain't about that dolphin life, nigga.
There ain't gonna be no dolphin driving a car. You gonna be a dolphin swimming in the ocean, bitch. You gotta
go. We should make that shirt too. You ain't about that dolphin life, nigga. Yeah. God, like, damn.
Like, motherfucker that transformed himself into cats and shit. The cat eye. Okay, now bitch, go live out there like a tiger. You know what I'm saying? Right here, walk around here, want to work at a circus and shit. Like, no. We're gonna put your ass in a cage. We're going to make you a mascot, something. You're not going to just be sitting around new.
But those arguments just seem so short-sighted to me. Like, I was listening to some podcast or some report, and a dude was saying, like, yo, the reason that you're this way, or that's what he said. He was saying that homosexuality is not natural. And the reason that he cited for that is that because two men or two women can't reproduce. Well, there's women out here that are women that are sexually heterosexual that can't reproduce either. Mm. So you can't just say it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
I think that because of the way, and we've, you know, going off into the scientific end of it, there's aromatization and the way that we change all these chemicals in our plastics and foods and shit like that, aromatizes into estrogen, which is making a lot of these dudes feminine. Which is why you see so many dudes wearing and doing shit that is feminine. That's a theory out there. Damn. So the idea
it was a chicken for making the girls thick as hell. Now it's the shit in the food making the dudes punks.
Well, yeah, well, aromatization is a science. Like, that's not even nothing you can argue. Now, how much of it affects you in your daily basis, I don't know how that part works. But yeah, there's a lot, you know, plastic, the way we store food, the way we ship food. Ends up getting in your body in the way that it's aromatized or the way it's processed changes into estrogen, which leads to higher estrogen levels in guys, which also estrogen blocks testosterone. So you have guys that are acting and looking more feminine.
Oh man, it's because they're not using bar soaps. All right. It's that gel shit. Aromatization, the smell. Yeah. It's that body gel shit, man. That's all it is. Them niggas using that shit don't know it's straight estrogen. That's all it is. All the testosterone in the bar soap, nigga.
It's fucking hilarious. So there's that aspect of it. You like, you know, it is what it is.
Bodies every day don't even know it.
But what I don't get is people that are using the God clause and saying that God don't make no mistakes. God made you a man, and you out here sinning. You just got done fucking three people that you don't know outside of wedlock with your kid, And then you post up this comment. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't use God when it's convenient. If you don't, if you ain't about that life, and that's my only response. Me. I hate that.
Look. When anything good go for you, yes, the Lord made a way. I stay prayed up. Something bad happened. Motherfucker, they don't want to blame the Lord for that. Lord don't have nothing bad. Now, come on.
That's my whole, and that's kind of where I am with religion in general. I don't know that I've ever said it on another episode. I went to school K through 12 Lutheran. So I went through and did the whole Bible thing and confirmation camp, and I did all that shit. And my stance now is that, is simply put, I have not read the Bible cover to cover. Therefore, I think it's false for me to say that I'm a Christian. I think that's a basic requirement. No. Not like that. Well, you may know.
Yeah, no, I don't. You don't have to read cover to cover. Nah.
That's the fucking basis of your religion. How can you be that without knowing the book?
Because, I mean, it's what, 58 books? I mean, it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's the blueprint. That's what your religion is based on.
You can
take
the whole course. I mean, every teacher don't read their whole fucking book they's teaching out of. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't teach, like, you know, when we was in school, we ain't do cover every chapter in the book.
Right, but the
you know what
teacher,
I'm saying? We just like.
But that teacher went through the requirements to be noticed as a teacher.
That book from cover to cover, you think?
No, but the teacher went through the school requirements or through the state requirements or through the nation's requirements to be recognized as a teacher.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I get what you're saying. I'm not denying that, but I'm just saying I don't think you have to read the whole Bible to be considered a Christian. You know,
To me, it makes sense that that's the only vetting process you have for being a Christian is to know the book. So if you haven't at least read it, you may not have to retain 100% of the information, but if you haven't at least turned page one through the very last fucking page, I don't know how you could do that. Just like I don't know how Joel Osteen considers himself a pastor when he won't preach that the only way to Christ is through Jesus. Like, that's a very basic question. That's one of the main principles of Christianity, is to get to God, you have to go through Jesus. He won't say that. So I think that there's basic things for that. And so when I hear people bringing this up, when they start talking about Bruce Jenner, or they start talking about homosexuality, or they start talking about all this other shit, at the end of the day, God did this. Well, okay, what about what you was doing just before you made that quote? What about that? What about your seven kids and you don't know their fathers? What about that shit? That's in the book, too. That's all I'm saying. We done went off German and got quiet, so he's tired of this topic.
I'm here. I just Instagram seen something pretty, so I was caught up in her beautifulness. Sorry about that.
You know, that's perfect timing, because the main topic of the show is about relationships and social media. We mentioned this last week. You know, we've got people that we know, people in Fro Nation, that are dealing with dating in this social media world. You're 10 years into this game, to this marriage thing.
11
years. It's 11 years this year, right?
Just yeah, we working on 12.
Oh shit. Okay, so it was 11 this year. You're going on.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes.
All right. So how do you and the wife circumvent all the social media issues? Y'all don't have problems. Y'all are identified as married on Facebook, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
How see do that? You, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just saying, how do y'all deal with social media and posts and things like that with you as a married couple acknowledges married on social media? That's supposedly like the death crush.
Yeah. Well, it's not the death. The death crush is when you and your wife have the same Facebook page. Like, let's say it was Queen and King Germ Facebook. That's the death crush. That means somebody done cheated, somebody don't trust each other, and right. Y'all both got the same. Like, anytime I see that, I'll be like, ooh, like, ugh, I judge. But anyway. Yeah, somebody fucked up. So, yeah, but at first, when, early on, 5-6 years ago, yeah, it was rough, because, motherfuckers, people have their different motives, I guess, when they're on social media, or they might have heard how people get down, so they assume that, everybody get down like that. Well, I'm not one of those guys. Yes, I look. I'm not going to, I look, what I'm saying, but I'm smart enough, not to be that thirsty and say nothing. So one time King Jern said some dumb shit, the wife took out of context, and me and her had some beef. I mean, to the point where I was just like, I get off Facebook. I ain't even gonna be on Facebook. I took some time off the book, because it was just like, yo, this shit ain't worth, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit, because, you know, like, she don't understand. I you know, I ain't say I run a website, but I'm part of a website, you know what I'm saying, that requires me to be on the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit I got to do on the internet. And, you know what I'm saying, I guess she felt like that was a vessel for me to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, creep out there, but I'm not that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? So if I was that type of guy, yes, the opportunity would be there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Vine, Snapchat. What else I got?
Black people meet.
No, I ain't on none. No dating sites. I don't do no dating sites. You know what I'm saying?
But you're very active in social media.
Yeah, Yeti. I'm on a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a lot of social media. And so that's why. But, you know, I just don't do that. You know, but now I see how it's very, very, very easy to get caught up in the thirst traps and, you know what I'm saying, in the, you know, meet up possible, you know, because it's women out there, man. And so it's rough out there. They navigate all this, you know what I'm saying, this willing pussy out here with these women with the sexual revolution going on right now. Like, hey, it's tough.
So what about the other way around, though? Have you had any issues? Is Queen Germ active on social media?
She only on Facebook. She got a Pinterest page and a LinkedIn, but that's professional, so I don't expect her to act ratchet on there. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't had no issues. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. You know, you always got dudes that say shit, but, you know, as long as you don't follow up on that shit. Like, you know, I had to make her block a couple niggas because, you know, some nigga gonna tell her, happy birthday, beautiful. I said, nah, fuck that shit. Like, wow. What? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm just like, happy birthday, beautiful. I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, nah, you gotta block that nigga. Like, nah, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like, nah, block him. You know what I'm saying? I don't let somebody win. I don't give a fuck who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And, you know, we got a lot of mutual friends, but, like, some of her friends I don't like. And, I ain't friends with some of her friends on Facebook. Even though they sent me requests, I'd be like, you know, you ain't gotta, you know, I feel like you spying on me. So that's why I don't even want you around me. I don't fuck with you in real life, so why you wanna fuck with me on Facebook? Like, that's how I am on Facebook. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you on Facebook. Like, that's just,
I'm the same way, especially with, you know, the different businesses and shit. A lot of people feel like because they've patronized your business, then they should be your friend on Facebook. And it's not, just because it's a small business doesn't mean you're entitled to know me. It means you get the opportunity to know me. And if I don't give you the opportunity, then fuck it. That's just what it is. Like, just because you bought a logo don't mean that we need to be linked together in life. It's not required. Yes.
You can like my business page and keep it moving.
And that's what I do. It. Yeah, that's what I do.
I like that. Don't say, you know.
Did you have any issues when you told her to block the dude that said happy birthday? Did y'all have any issues with her blocking him? I'm sure there was some pushback, but was it a major issue? I think you got me on mute.
Go ahead, it's all right, man. You know, it's summertime right here. Kids out of school, motherfuckers interrupting the show and shit. God damn.
I was saying that when you told her to block old boy that said happy birthday, beautiful, I'm sure there was some pushback, but was it a major issue to get her to block?
I ain't want no pushback because she know the rules. She made me, you know what I'm saying, like, look, okay. I had this homegirl. Like, it's like my cousin's cousin. We ain't no kin, but, you know, it's my cousin's cousin.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we've been friends since we were kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been cool. You know what I'm saying? I liked her, like, when I was in high school, but it wasn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, she had a big butt. You know what I'm saying? I'm sucking for a big ass. So, anyway, you know, time goes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I go back home visiting. I'm at my auntie house. And she's like, hey, Candace up the street. And I was like, oh, for real? So, me and my son go up there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go up there, you know, speak to everybody. And then my wife and my auntie outside, you know, we walking down the street, and I introduce each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Candace is my wife. My wife is Candace. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. So then, you know, they talk, whatever. We get in the car. My wife's like, yo, she picked up on the vibe. Like, yo, what was up between y'all? I'm like, what you talking about? She's like, it seemed like, you know, something's going on. Da 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 da. She ain't had no drawers on. And I'm just like, what? You noticed all that? I'm just like, what? Like,
God, I didn't. Damn.
And so, you know, it was a problem. Like, she was upset with me. Like, yo, like, we had something. Like, she's like, I just felt like, you know, a vibe. Like, she was da 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 da. You know, I'm just like, so she made me a friend of her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I was just like, hey, I don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't want no problem. So I don't friend her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna sit there and tell, you know, I ain't one of them niggas that's gonna, be on Facebook, make my wife look insecure because, you know, her issues, you know, like, yo. But see, now, that was a while back. She done got over that shit now. She understands. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. But like I said, for these youngins, I could see how it could be a problem. Like, you got social media your whole fucking life. Right. Like, think about, like, you somebody that's, like, 18, you've been on Facebook, now it's Twitter, all that shit. Like, oh, my God. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. You could search about any girl. You could search her timeline 2 years back. Like, oh, I remember you was fucking with this nigga. Oh, you know, look, crazy shit.
This shit, like, is odd. I got a homegirl who recently reached out to me. She was like, yo, am I wrong for not telling the motherfucker about my YouTube or about my Twitter, like, because I've done stuff on there, and I met him regular, you know, traditional meeting. I met the motherfucker out, and he's asking to link up with me, and I don't want to show him that shit. Am I wrong for that? And I'm like, I don't know the rules anymore. Mm. Like, personally, I feel like no, because it's your shit. Yeah. But at the same time, if it's out there on social media, he may run across the shit anyway. All this shit is linked. Like, I get messages on my Facebook about people that I follow on Instagram. And that shit's weird to me. I get messages on my Facebook from people I follow on Twitter, and that shit is weird to me. Like, I don't want to know your Facebook shit.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing too. Facebook is more about your real shit, and Twitter, Instagram, and all that shit is about everything else you do, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm like on Facebook. I cut out on the niggas and the cussing because, you know, who knows? You know who's watching. But, you know, Twitter and all the rest, oh, nah, I'm not, no filter, you know what I'm saying? Facebook, I try to be respectful because, you know, my mama and aunties and shit see that shit. So, you know, I try to be, like, keep it clean, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I know niggas that do numbers off social media, so the opportunity is there. Look, I thought I was talking to my phone, sorry.
But that's real shit. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday about, you know, she watches a lot of... First of all, female watching YouTube and guys watching YouTube is two totally different worlds. So she watches YouTube and she sees a lot of couples. She watches a lot of couples, a lot of families that blog every day on YouTube. And I was like, the money that they're making. She's telling me, it was a guy that we were watching the other day. And this nigga, look, Jern, we in the wrong business. This nigga puts up vlogs every day, right? Mm-hmm. Him and his family. Somebody, he said, yo, I think I want to do a gaming channel. Someone bought him a PS4.
Damn.
And shipped it to them. Like, so they making cake. People getting gifts. YouTube's giving them money off of just living their regular life. But along with that, you got people who come along in social media and try and rip your relationship apart. She was telling me that somebody came through and was telling the woman in the video, the wife, that your husband was married before, your fiance was married before. So they went and did the research on the dude to find out his backstory and then came back and told her like she didn't know. Sent her a private message. So they went, right. So they saw the video. They went and did the research on the dude. Then she went and found the girl's Facebook page and sent her a message on Facebook about her dude that she's engaged to. That's extra. And that's the kind of shit that's out there, man. So I personally, my wife's friends, I don't have any of my wife's friends on my page.
Yeah.
I got... father-in-law because no it,
I got a couple what? that you know that I'm cool with, but you know some of her family members ain't even, you know, free. I mean, it's just like we don't have to be, you know, I'm like, we speak, ain't no beef, but it's just like, hey, yo, I don't, you know,
matter of fact, when your wife, when Queen Germ sent me a friend request, did I not check with you first?
Yeah, he was like,
I don't do that shit, man. I don't do that shit. So when one of my friends that I only know from social media sent my wife a friend request, I said, what the fuck is she sending you a friend request for? Because if you're a married guy, Jerm, you know this, and you talk to females at all on social media, they will ask you what your wife thinks about every fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm finna go grab a burger real quick. Well, you make sure you get your wife something.
I hate when they say that.
God damn.
Women interject my wife into the conversation. Not saying that I don't love my wife or nothing, but look, though, yo, you don't have to bring it up. Like I go somewhere, where your wife at? What the fuck? Like, yo, I was just like, yo, when I went out with my co-workers, co-workers, they told me, where your wife at? Oh, you what the fuck? Like, then, like, three people. And I was just like, see, third person, I'm going home, man. Fuck this shit, bro. Like, it's some bullshit.
It's some bullshit, man. Like, people just want to be in on the shit. And single women are the worst. Single women will bring your wife up at all the time. Like, you forgetting that. It's different if I'm flirting with you. And you want to check me real quick? I understand that move. But nigga, if I'm telling you that, hey, I'm about to ride out real quick, kick it with my boy, what's your wife think? What the fuck are you talking about? What does that have to do with shit? Because your insecure ass want to be included in everything. I have unfriended plenty of people on social media for that bullshit. Mm. I'm just not with it. I had a chick, I forget what the fuck it was. I said something about an outfit I got that I thought was all right, or some shoes I got that was all right, you know, some shit. And she was like, well, as long as your wife like him, that's all that matters. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's not, that has nothing to do with shit. Well, don't devalue your wife's opinion. I said, first of all, I didn't bring up my wife. You brought that motherfucker up. Oh, good point. Unfriend. Like, this is just extra bullshit. And so I can only imagine what people are dealing with now. Being like, what? I guess that's why Be Easy doesn't have social media. I'm guessing. You know Easy better than I do.
And look, Be Easy has never had a social media account since I've known this. Except like the Twitter and shit. Like, you know, he's a Tumblr, whatever. Social media, nah. Be Easy just like, you know, I don't understand. Like, yo, like, man, somebody I would think that would be, but nah, he don't fuck with it, and that's amazing.
It's got to be why, because I could see it. Like, if I was one of them niggas, first of all, if I was a handsome young nigga out here on social media, with the amount of female friends I have, it'd be a problem.
It's all right, but you're the selfie man. You love taking pictures, man. It's all right. I always take pictures. You take a picture a day, bro. You take at least one a day, bro.
And that is because I have no self-confidence, and I need the likes to make it through the day.
So you thirst trapping? Is that what you're telling me? It's all right?
They're definitely not thirst traps. Thirst traps are for niggas that think they look good, or somebody think they fine, and they're just looking for that revalidation. I'm just looking for a motherfucker to say that I ain't ugly every day. And that works for me. So I post the picture. But I can only imagine how that shit is. Like, what is GQ going through?
Hey, man, he has social media. Look, he's a handsome young man. Root canal a little bit, goddamn.
What happened?
So he about to go through a root canal in a little bit. But you know.
So he going to be hurting in a little bit. He'll be posting those selfies of his jaw swollen. But he's a handsome young man. Knock on wood. We can say that shit. And he's in a relationship, and he's on social media, and he's in the public eye.
Yes.
I wonder what the fuck he's dealing with as far as his relationship goes.
Hey, look. You know, I ain't trying to, you know, I mean, you know, I've seen niggas take breaks, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, like, you know, because, you know, my dog Blue had to take a break for a minute. Maybe, like, you know, it's summertime, the chicks were just sweating them too hard, and, you know, the nigga do wear three-piece suits to clubs and shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't fuck with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know, you know, but, yeah, GQ Blue, comment. For a young man on social media, he grew up on social media.
Yeah.
You know, and then how do y'all navigate it? Because Q, she's on social media. You know, it's like, so how do y'all handle that? Like, you know, do niggas get jealous? Like, she put up a picture one day when she looking fly, and she get a lot of likes. Do that bother you? You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa? You know what I'm saying? Do you hear shit about it when you get a lot of likes or a comment from a chick and say little shit, you know, or niggas comments to your old lady? You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. Let us know. You know what I'm saying? We want to know.
Yeah, we definitely want to know, man. I guess that for me, at least I hope for me in my situation, because I post up a picture on Facebook, which you notice I don't post a lot of on Facebook too much of my face and shit. Because people that are my friends want to say, hey, you're handsome. How does my wife deal with that shit?
Exactly.
So for me, I take every effort to let my wife know that I ain't going no fucking well.
Yes.
So I spoil the shit out of my wife as much as possible. And it's second nature to me. So I feel like she lets a lot of that shit slide. Right. Huh?
I need to learn how to do that.
You do little shit that helps, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I just like, because, you know, I'm not... I'm a man's man. Like, you know, you want something, tell me what you want, and I go get it so you'll be happy. Don't let me have to think, and then I buy some bullshit, and you're like, oh, it's not what I wanted, or you're not thoughtful enough, or, you know, cause like, I used to be the gift card nigga. Like, you know, I know you like this store, yeah. So, here's a gift card to this store. That's no thoughtful. That's a thoughtless gift. A thoughtless gift?
Now, see, that's the thing. Women change over time. So that's funny that you said that shit, because I used to be the guy. When I would go to Marshall's, even if I was just looking, I would buy my wife some shit.
Uh-huh.
So before, you know, after, you know, the first couple years, that was awesome. Now, 11 years in, she don't like no shit I buy her. It don't matter. I could order that shit. She could, look, this just happened. We saw a dress. I showed it. Somebody had a dress. I showed it to her. She said she liked it. She wanted it. I ordered the dress without her knowing. The dress got here. She don't like the dress. So that dynamic of buying shit every time you get the opportunity ain't the same now. However, if I were to get her gift cards to her favorite store, she would love that shit.
Yeah,
but I feel like your wife does. It's kind of thoughtless, so I haven't done it. But now, I might go buy her Sprouts gift card. She would love that shit. So that's, I guess that's what it is. You just got to find the shit that your wife likes and do it. So I do that little corny shit just so my wife knows. And the other fact of it is, for my situation, I don't go out. You know, I may take a random trip to Houston to Dallas, some shit out the blue for a day by myself. I might just roll the fuck out. But I don't go to clubs. I don't go kick it. I don't hang out. I don't do none of that shit. So I guess the worry isn't there that I'm going to do some shit. You know what I mean? I don't. Do you go out often?
I'm starting to. Not often, but you know.
How is that transition? So you're going out more?
Well, not, I go, yeah, I'm going out more than I usually do.
So then how is that transition going? Has there been a conversation?
Like,
or?
It's just like, you know, as we got older, like, we used to be like homebodies, but now, you know, she goes out, I go out, you know, it's all respectful, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that, you know, it ain't no big thing. Like, it took some while, like, she used to be a saboteur, like, if I was going out, you know, she, you know how women do, when you say you're going out, and then, you know, it'd be about that time for you to leave, and they start the little buzz shit, throw their guilt trip on you, and you'd be like, well, I'll just stay here, no, you go ahead and go, you know. We got past that stage, you know, so now it's all gravy, man, you know.
So if for whatever reason, you and Queen Jer decide to call it quits, how do you think you would get back into dating?
Man, I wouldn't.
would you just be smashing?
No, nigga, I don't know what I would do, bro. I ain't gonna be like, that should be like, yo, like, she done sucked all the game out of me, bro. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I wouldn't know. I'm just, good gracious, I couldn't imagine. Like, now with every, you know, you got men, women, you got about 7 different genders now. Like, you just like, yo, it's crazy out here these days. I don't know.
I think that's the other scary part too, is that before, like, the idea of catfishing, where people use somebody else's face and picture, is one thing, but somebody living a whole different life on social media now, to where if you're talking to somebody who's presented themselves as a woman, who looks like a woman, who's taking pictures that look like a woman, and then you get to know them and come to find out that motherfucker is a goddamn Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing out here in these streets? Like, what do you do after that point?
You don't do nothing. You just, like, you just pack it in and go home, man. I don't know what, man. That would be
traumatic as fuck, bro.
Yes, that's crazy. Yeah, good luck to all the single guys out there that's navigating the waters and social media looking for a bae, and women, vice versa, you know, because the women out there these days, these little chicks that, I ain't saying little chicks, but these chicks that post pictures every day, don't comment to the niggas, be like, yo, you good, you look fine, you fine. But soon one nigga say something bad, yo, bitch, you look, they comment in and get all angry and huffy puffy, and I don't know. It's just attention whores. We got a men and women do it, you know, but I don't know.
It's tough out there, man.
It's
tough, man. I don't wish that on nobody, man. Good luck. If any of you are single and living this life out there in the streets, in these social media streets, let us know, man. If you just smash it, if social media is the ultimate hookup, let us know that too.
Yes.
Because it used to be like that.
How easy is it to smash up social media, I wonder? Especially if you got some followers, like, oh man. Think about if you got like 8,000 followers, you can fuck probably 100 of them.
And you probably tried to fuck at least 100 of them.
Yes.
That's the thing, if you're available in your social media like that, you're probably getting DMs to smash on a regular basis.
Like Blasky out, man. He got a lot, I'm pretty sure he tagging a lot of chicks, bro.
Should you say that though? Do we know his situation?
I don't know his situation. He just got a lot of followers. So I assume you got a lot of followers, you busting.
He might not be busting cheeks. He might be in a relationship. Don't do that to that man.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if he's in a relationship or not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't speculate. Because, see, now you know how it goes. If he got a chick, she can be like, oh, so you telling them niggas in Nappy Afro that you single now?
Oh, this is all assumption. This is all assumptions.
Yeah, got to get disclaimers before we say shit like that. You got, I think that's about most of the show for this week. Let's get to Keep It 100, man. Let's let the people know what you're talking about for Keep It 100 this week.
Keep It 100 this week, I wrote it down. It's summertime. It's hot. Mm. And we got to remind people, man, you got to shower, man. At least once a day. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, too, depends where you live at, how hot it gets. You know, you might have to hit 2. But we got to shower at least once. And man, there's nothing wrong with manscaping, bro. Cut some of that hair off your body, man.
Wow.
Say, hey, you'll smell better. You'll feel better. Trust me, man. Trust me. It's probably about my fifth summer in a row. You know what I'm saying? It feels great. You know what I'm saying? Changed my life. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Hold on. So, like, you do it. There's no way to talk about this topic.
Hey, man.
Without the pause. So, I guess the ultimate pause and all this shit.
Yeah.
So, you're going through, like, the man Brazilian on this shit?
Man, you know, just get you some good clippers and cut it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Cut your grass, man.
Keep so, you cut the armpit grass, too?
I don't have armpit hair. I never grew armpit hair.
So now I think you told us you don't have leg hair, you don't have armpit hair.
Yeah, just not a hairy person, man.
But you're still manscaping.
Yes.
What does the wife think of this?
She don't give a shit.
Wife don't care. Just however it is.
Yeah.
Just however it is. The shower game is real.
Bar soap, please. Bar soap. Stop the jail, man. I'm on the team. Stop the jail soap, man.
Nigga, any soap. Some of these motherfuckers out here just waking up and going to work, going to the store.
Man, look, this chick at work, man. She smell bad every day. And then today I found out why she don't know she stink. Because she said her sense of smell is gone. So unless it's really strong, she can't smell it. And I was like, no wonder you be around here smelling like a fucking barbarian.
Like, you didn't say that shit.
Nigga, I said it in my head. But I was just like, oh, she can't smell herself. That's why. I was just like, damn.
Like, you know what? This is really off topic, but it was on the show that I watched the other day. They were talking about this shit. Do you like freshly soaked ass? So in other words, are you offended if your wife come home from work and some shit, y'all about to get down? And
yes.
So it's got to be freshly soaked.
No.
Like you like the natural, some of the natural shit.
Yes, it makes you feel like a fucking man, a pheromone in the room, shit. It's just something about it. It feel like you're in Africa or some shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just like, but then when you jump in the shower, you wash away them juices, and it don't be the same, man. It be, you know, it's cleaner, fresher, and all that, but it just don't, you know. Nah, it's got that natural, you know, that, you know, I ain't saying that all day. Like, you know, fresh out, you know, like,
you can't come off the basketball court and hop in the
Yeah, none of that. You know, you've been working out. Nah, it's not about to happen. Like, no.
But just that regular everyday shit is cool.
Yeah, regular everyday, yeah. Like, I mean, niggas be like niggas, like, overnight when you fuck in the morning. Like, that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? That, like, why you want to wash away that feeling? That's why I be trying to get them to understand. Like, yo, niggas be like, nah, bro, she got me straight out the shower. I mean, if you fucking with a thotty, and yes, she got me straight out the shower. Like, you know, like niggas fuck girls after the club. She been dancing and sweating.
You know what? That's the shit I was waiting for you to say right there, nigga.
Yeah, like, yes. Niggas, I don't hear that. Like, nigga, this bitch probably pissed in the fucking bushes before she came to your house.
And you don't know her. This is a random bitch you don't know. You get from the club, you smash the club.
I'm coming over. You don't know this bitch. Like, she pissy pussy. Like, stop it.
Pissy pussy. That's real shit, man. That's real shit. Oh, yeah. Everybody, wash your ass, man. I got to second that. This is one of the best Keep It 100s ever. Wash your ass. I just had, you know, Sawray changed his hair again. I'm going back on the locks, so I just got the twist done. And a few people in the salon was fragrant. And that's not a good feeling. Like, Sawray showers at least twice a day.
Damn.
So
I do it little. I try to do it every 24 hours.
Which is, hey, nothing wrong with that shit.
Depends on what I'm doing. Look, it depends. Like, if I go outside and play basketball, you know, I'm taking a shower. But I'm not, you know, but normal day, like, especially wintertime, every 24 hours, man.
Hey, nothing wrong with that shit. You know, it's just my thing. You know,
shower is needed. How about that?
Yeah, I'm usually like twice a day. That's usually because I'm going to
the gym. Ask you a question, sorry. This is some real nigga shit right here. When your wife out of town, you home alone, let's say you ain't got nowhere to go, you still shower twice a day?
I went one weekend, like 3-4 days. I was off work. I had nowhere to go. Wife was out of town. And I just said, fuck it. I'm going to be a man all weekend. Nigga, I about killed myself. So here's the thing. I have, of all my other issues, right, I have that skin that is sensitive to metals.
Okay.
So when you, in case you don't know this, certain deodorants have iron in them.
Okay.
So when you're not putting that deodorant on, the iron comes out of your fucking armpits. If you're allergic to that, that burns.
Oh.
Nigga, I burned for 2 or 3 days.
Damn.
Because ain't shit you can do about it. It just hurts. So I had to just let it run its course. Yeah. That hurts, and it stinks, and it's the worst weekend ever. So nowadays, if you actually saw right now, if the wife goes out of town and I ain't got nothing to do, I'm still washing my ass. I might do it once a day, but I can't go funky. I can't just not wash for 3 days. That's crazy. Maybe I got OCD.
Probably so, man.
But the idea of, okay, so being a big dude, the idea of being big and funky, being the big and funky dude.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst combination ever. Like, yeah, that's just, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying?
That terrifies me. So,
yeah.
That's why I hit the shower on a regular basis. So I usually hit the shower once before I go to the gym and then once after I get back from the gym. So there's my two. Real easy.
Chicks dub the chubby smelling, the good smelling guys. Just want y'all to know that. They love that shit.
That's like, a winner, dog. If you're a big dude.
Like, yo, he feel like a teddy bear and he smell good. Oh, man.
It's the best way to get your game of big dudes. Yeah. Get your cologne game together.
Yeah.
Now, your fit game is always going to be a little awkward. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how you shape. But you get that cologne game together, you on point. I'm telling you. And don't just go get the regular, don't go get some Brute or some shit like that. Spend some money on the cologne.
Spend some money on the cologne. It'll last you a long time.
It's a winner. Or if you saw right, if you boho, get some oils. You know what I'm saying?
Some African came in the store yesterday. I said, God damn. I said, this he had, I was just like, yo, he had a little beam around him, a motherfucking oils. I was like, he was your typical African dog. He had the little dress. The button-up shirt with like three buttons up top missing, and the chains, and the heavy oil, and I was just like, "Yo, god damn, yo, this nigga, it was a man." Woo,
so,
shit.
So, how do you put on cologne? This is the extended keeping 100. How do you put on cologne?
It depends. If you know, I might hit the AK-47 with the triple spray. Well, I'm hitting my arm. You know what I'm saying? I hit my arm a couple times. Make sure I get my wrist, get my neck on the inside of my neck, back of my neck. You know what I'm saying? On the back of my shirt, like the tail end of my shirt. So when you're walking by, you get that little smell to you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, I might even put something like on my hairbrush and brush my hair. Like, yeah, listen, it just depends. I don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I beam it up to cologne. I like to smell good. It don't be too. I buy lights, good scents. You know what I'm saying? Nothing strong.
So you're the dude that we smell down the hallway when you walk by?
It depends. Like, if we're going out at night, yeah, probably.
Damn.
You little a girl gonna comment on my cologne at least once when I, you know, because, ooh, you smell good. Yeah, of course. Like, one nigga, he was with his chick. She was like, she's like, oh, you know, I was telling her about it. She gave me a hug. She said, oh, you smell so good, you don't have to give me another hug. And I'm like, your man right here. Like, yo, what the fuck? And she kissed me on my neck, nigga. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to get him some of that. You know, like, oh, well,
Hey, man, that's your boy?
I mean, I work with him. He co-worker. He cool guy, though. I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Hey, man, tell him to get her the fuck away from him.
Yeah, she's so out of pocket that night we went out, man. But that's another story for another day. So out of pocket.
She gonna get that nigga hemmed up on that bullshit, man. You gotta get them kind of people to fuck away from you. I guess we need to give him winners and losers to get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, man, my winners this week, man. I'm gonna go with, fuck, man. Do I got a winner this week? I don't have a winner this week. No, be easy, man. Be easy to win it this week. It's all right to win it this week for making my T-shirt dream come to life. we got the free Searchy shirts. We had the Fro Nation versus everybody. But look, people, now that we know that, you know, hey, we gonna start making little shirts like this now. For real. You know, it's not going to be just a little inside running joke. You know what I'm saying? We're going
to make a shirt. Did I just propose another shirt the other day?
It's all right. You propose a shirt once a week.
This is true.
That's why it's a running joke.
I know, but it was a shirt I saw that we talked about on Twitter. I was really gonna make a shirt out of it.
Yes, but hey, you came through with the Fro Nation one quick. I was like, damn, sorry, I came with it quick. So we in there.
And they hate it, man. Who's your loser this week, though?
My loser this week is all the people that I write it down. I think I wrote it down. Don't tell me, sorry. Right here, you go. My loser. All the lovers that put locks on the bridge in France over that little river, the little, you know.
Hello, man. That's Caesar and Duchess.
Yes. Well, according to them, according to they had to take the bridge down because it was causing all the locks, the weight of the locks on the bridge was causing structural damage. So they took them all down. So hopefully if you put your lock on there, your relationship will last, because I know a lot of people put locks on there that's not together with people. But the locks are gone. They're trying to figure out what to do with them. They're probably going to melt them down, they said, you know, the scrap metal. So, yeah, goodbye to all the locks.
You mean to tell me that this bridge that supported people walking across, it was a people bridge, right?
Yes. But over the years, it's like they said it had extra, like, 10 tons of weight just sitting there over time, and it was causing structural damage, like, you know.
So why didn't they just reinforce the bridge?
You can't just do that, I guess, because, you know, they're like, they took it down and put some kind of plexiglass, some kind of stuff up there, and they're going to reinforce it, but they don't know what they're going to do with the locks right now.
Man, them motherfuckers overseas do not play. They just get rid of some shit if it don't work. United States, we would have tried to restructure that shit. God damn. My winner this week is Akon.
What?
Akon with the social the social university. I think that's what they call it. Solar University? That's what it is. Solar University. I had to get my shit together because I got notes all over the place. Akon is providing electricity for his country. There's nothing wrong with that shit. All props to that shit for Akon for doing something positive.
His A, nigga.
You think that's what it is? It's a money thing?
What? Nigga, if he gonna be the light bill man?
The light bill man, nigga.
What?
That is hilarious. Akon, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are saying, even with that, they're like, oh, y'all talking about Bruce Jenner, Akon out here. We get it, okay, motherfucker? We get it. But props to Akon for doing what you gotta do, man. My losers this week, everybody's a loser.
Damn.
Just because we still out here killing people. If I see another, every week my loser are the cops. If I see another story next week, they're going to be the losers again. I'm just tired of this shit, Jerm. Jerm, make them stop.
Hey, man, we out here trying to get the youth to stop killing each other, man. But, you know, we gotta start with ourselves first, all right? We got to fix what's wrong with us first.
Here we go with this bullshit. That, matter of fact, that happened in that conversation I was telling you about on Facebook about the minimum wage shit. They were like, you know, they're not going to respect you until you respect. What the fuck are you talking about? This is about minimum wage. Well, if you can't do simple math, nigga, the registers at McDonald's account for simple math.
Yeah.
You don't have to do shit. It spits the change out for you.
Yes, you punch. Look, the way they got the look. I know when I worked at McDonald's, it wasn't like it is now. Like, now it's touchscreen, everything. Like, how could you get, like, you know, you don't have, you, it's visual now. Like, it ain't like it used to be. Right, you had to read the old McDonald's, man. You had to learn. You're like, okay, it's there. Boom, 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 boom. And, you know, yeah.
And now you just push the picture of the goddamn food. It gives you the price.
Yes.
It's an hour for you. If it's on sale, it tells you that. You don't have to switch those.
They got the feed thing. Look, whatever bill they give you, like, it'll have like a 20, a 5, a 10. And you punch, they gave me a 20, it'll tell you what the, you know, the shit is like, yo, they make it, it's elementary. So, you know.
Right. And that's what I'm saying to her. Like, this has nothing to do with respect. They did that so they can hire more motherfuckers and not train them.
Yeah.
It's just a machine. That's why this works. But don't give me this bullshit about respect. Y'all motherfuckers. Anyway, man. Give them a shout-outs, man, so we can get the fuck up out of here.
Man, shout-out to the nation. Shout-out to everybody that fuck with us, man. Shout-out to everybody that's trying to get these free Cersei shirts that we got going in the store. We got other shirts that you can buy. Shit, what else we got, people? Man, yeah. And shout-out to everybody, man. Y'all know who y'all are, man. The usual suspects. Everybody.
Hey, props. Oh, my winner this week is Tracy May.
Oh, I was gonna bring that up after we went off, but since you brought it up while we were recording,
But I'm sure that what you were gonna bring up after we're gonna bring after the show is probably the same thing that we're gonna talk about after the show. That's not why I'm bringing it up. I'm just bringing it up for doing the show, for doing the modeling, not what we saw, but for doing the modeling. for being out there, putting yourself out there.
I had to hit up on Snapchat on that one. I got to send her a Snapchat. I was just like, hey, I wasn't saying nothing. I was just like,
woo! Props to my girl, Tracy May, for doing
damn
that shit.
Damn! Hey, boy. Look. Hey, man. Hey, man, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, man.
I fucking say something. Then this would be the podcast my wife listened to. You know what
I'm saying? Right, then you all fucked up in the game, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast with your man, Saul Wright, King John. Episode 162 is in the books. We will holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Yo, what up?
live from 919. It's Fonte, Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people, nappyafro.com.